This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. It's opening day here today for the Tampa Bay Rays at Tropicana Field. Go on out and catch a ball game. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the truckers that have been out there getting it from point A to point B on an Easter weekend. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast, UndergroundUSA.com, and I happen to be wearing one of those shirts right now that says what, Frank?
Awake, not woke.
Yep, and on the front it says that I'm restricted audience, Underground USA. The shirt finally showed up. It had to take the slow boat to China to get here, I guess.
Welcome to COVID time.
Yeah, I know. and I know where it came from, so I get you. I saw that because it had to be go through all the regulations. All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready, friend?
I am.
All right, I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got to start the program with the obvious, and that is all the talking head shows on Sunday were out there blasting away about the Georgia election law and how it was racist and everything that it wasn't, it was. And of all people to come to the defense of not only Georgia, but to Donald Trump, it was Chris Christie. Did you hear what he did?
I did not.
He was on ABC News with George Steffi Stephanopoulos, and he called out
Joe. That's why I didn't hear what he had to say.
Well, I watched it because I didn't want to watch Chris Wallace. I wanted to see something different around the same time. So anyway, Chris Christie called out Joe Biden for lying to the American people about the Georgia election law. Meanwhile, Steffi Stephanopoulos turned over immediately to Democracy for America CEO Yvette Simpson, and who proclaimed the 17 days that the Georgia bill allowed for early voting was just not enough. She said that Stacey Abrams had been in Georgia, had been Georgia the 9 days of early voting, and didn't think that that was enough, that it needed to be much more, maybe two or three times that. But Christie had an answer back, and this was great. Stacey Abrams recently was in New Jersey praising Phil Murphy, the Democratic governor of New Jersey, for allowing 9 days of early voting in his state. At the same time, she called Georgia's law Jim Crow 2.0. What a double standard.
No, regardless of whether it's a double standard or not, or what people think it should be or not, the fact of the matter is that the law expands voting in Georgia to levels beyond what was legislated into voting regulation law prior to COVID. What the left is trying to do is trying to make the COVID standard, the voting restrictions and the voting expansion under COVID normal, and it can't be normal. We went to extreme circumstances, circumventing the legislating election law because of a quote unquote pandemic that saw the most relaxed standards ever in the United States. That's not the new normal. We go back to what was legislated as election law before the pandemic. And what Georgia's law did was expand that law that was on the books to create more access. Mm-hmm. And as far as voter ID is concerned, for over 10 years, the overwhelming majority of American people, upwards of 76%, have said it's a great idea to have voter ID.
Yep.
So when you hear someone say that they're against voter ID because it's racist, that is tyranny of the minority. That's special interest hemming and hawing, screaming and shrieking about something that the rest of the country wants.
Yeah. Now here
you know, at certain points in time, the approval for voter ID reached over 80%. That's beyond a supermajority. That means the country wants it, mm-hmm. and then the elected officials should deliver it.
Yeah, and the most recent poll was 72%. But at another point during the discussion, Simpson told people that the voters can't be given water while standing in line. And Christie, again, fired back and said, that's just not true. That's another lie. And then he said, at 150 feet, where in New Jersey, in Chicago, and any other place in the country, you're not a partisan group or anyone else can do electioneering by giving out food or water. And the Georgia bill simply says that there can be water provided by the state of Georgia, just not by partisan groups. Nobody handing out bottles, you know, from the Democratic Party and all that sort of stuff.
No, you can have an unmanned water station within 150 feet of a polling place.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's electioneering, pure and simple. I don't know why people keep including food in this.
Me neither.
Eat before you go to the poll. This is not an outing. It's a civic duty. We're not going to sit there and sell Nathan's hot dogs, you know, in line. Enough
well,
of this.
I might. Man, my little entrepreneurship. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Why not sit there and sell hot dogs and hamburgers? I would. What the heck? But anyway, that's just me. All right, we'll be right back with more Don't Go Anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, no, I will take it away, because hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's just amazing to me how they get customers from just all over the place, the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, and even the father that drove all the way here from Phoenix, Arizona with his daughter's car to trade it in and then take the new car down to Tampa, to the University of Tampa, where she was going to college. What a deal that was. I met him, and then I later met the daughter. What a nice couple of people. But Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, so take advantage of that. Want to sell your car? Bring it up there. Let Moss appraise it. They'll buy it from you. By the way, you can upgrade your ride right now. All you got to do is hike on over to one of the Moss locations, either Crystal River, Newport Richey, or Nissan, right next to the Acura dealer on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, with active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors getting a great deal on a vehicle that you purchase. Now, Moss Nissan is the home of whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And remember, check out the all-new Rogue. It's the hottest SUV on the market. So, you can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to find out what that means right off the bat, and you're going to get the gold gloves treatment. Never mind the white gloves treatment, the gold gloves treatment. All right, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast is with us. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, in rambling on, we talked a little bit during the break about New York, because New York, being the great state that it is without Cuomo, he won't be the governor long, we'll see, but they made pot, marijuana, legal. And just to prove the point, I saw somebody walked up in front of a couple of New York City cops and lit a joint up and started puffing in front of them. Now, someone has to grow the marijuana, right?
Well, yeah.
Somebody has to harvest it, right?
Yeah.
Somebody has to package it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody then has to distribute it, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's money to be made and old taxes to be collected, because if you don't think they're not going to collect taxes on this, you don't understand the beast. And, of course, jobs to be created around marketing, regulation, delivery, and research with offshoots that have no direct connection to the product at all. All pretty simple, right?
No, this is what people have been saying who are proponents of legalizing, have been saying it for decades. Make it legal and tax it.
Yeah, but that doesn't always work that way, does it?
Well, it doesn't, especially when you're going to be making carve-outs for it. And now that you have marijuana growing that's legal in several states, will they be importing it instead of creating farmers who are growing hemp? There's always something more to the story when it comes to legalizing something like this. The first thing that came to my mind is, you remember the big campaigns with tobacco where people were very upset about secondhand smoke?
I do.
Well, you just hit it right in the opening of this segment when you said people walked up to the law enforcement officers,
yep,
lit up a joint and puffed it right in their faces.
Yep.
This secondhand smoke has tremendous consequences because it's an intoxicant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how are they going to make sure that people aren't their spaces are contained and respected when you're talking about secondhand marijuana smoke, which in the lingo is called a shotgun hit?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things to think about this, because unless you want an entire city that's completely stoned all the time, you're going to have to contain the secondhand smoke.
Well, that would help Bill de Blasio out, because then nobody would pay attention to what he's doing. But anyway, New York State has a budget deal in the works to raise the state income tax, don't know by how much exactly, and the corporate taxes, the total we know, $4.3 billion. Well, way to go, New York. You've just caused more businesses to leave the state and probably go south.
Yeah, and you can't rely all recouping all of that on the marijuana industry either.
No.
Like we were talking, right? You can grow it down here in Florida. What if they export it to New York because they're two marijuana legal states?
Mm-hmm.
The industry is going to shop for the lowest price.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they put it into the law that it has to be indigenously grown into the state. There's a lot of options here with California and Colorado and, on and on and on. So, the best way to make sure you don't have to raise taxes is to manage your money correctly. Quit giving it away for things that aren't mandated by your state and federal constitutions. That's the best way. And fiscal stewardship, which we haven't seen in New York for what? I don't know.
Years.
Especially since Cuomo's been there, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got Ian wants to ask a question. I'm sure he's thought long and hard about this one. So here we go. Go ahead, Ian.
Oh, I just got a couple comments. I wanted to talk about the thing up there in Georgia. Remember, never let a good crisis go to waste. That's
yep.
what the commiecrats are doing.
Yep.
And we can thank the gangster, who I know Frank is familiar with, Rahm Emanuel.
Yep.
Because that's what the commiecrats are doing. And the next target's going to be Texas. And I've got two other points. Do you realize, you think about this, our president, Joe Biden, the United-in-Chief, supposedly,
yep.
is basically aiding and abetting and advocating economic warfare
yep.
against a state of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that.
I know. Mm-hmm.
When you can just get down to it. Now, who's the secessionist here? Who's the radical? I maintain the ruling class is the secessionist because they seceded from the American people. They've done it gradually starting around 1965,
mm-hmm.
and now we're coming at the end point. And my third point is, Captain, I think you need to go work a deal with Nixon Fruit Farms and Moss Nissan and get yourself a hot dog truck and throw it on one of them Nissans and go around. Go around and the Captain's America Radio Show and Hot Dog Company.
I'd love to. Okay, thanks, Ian. I'd love to. And by the way, Frank, I told you, I wouldn't be afraid to do that.
Just as long as you're 150 feet away from polling place, I don't got a problem with it.
That's right. As long as I don't have any campaign stuff up on the vehicle, I got no problem at all. Yep. And I can walk up to him with a plain red, white, and blue shirt on with no markings or anything like that. No hat describing anything but the radio show on it, and I'm legal. But the second I do anything that has got any type of electioneering on it, political material, then that's not legal. Now go figure. But if you're going to go vote, you can go in there wearing the hat or shirt of your choice of your favorite candidate.
In some states, you cannot.
Yeah, and it's been challenged.
In Illinois, you cannot. And I've often wondered, if you wear a green shirt, is that electioneering?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Green party.
I mean, it gets down to being a little bit ridiculous. I mean, we're catering to the lowest common denominator when it comes to protecting, quote-unquote, people from last-minute influences in politics. If you haven't made up your mind about who you're going to vote for before you go to the polling place, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, and Denise was telling us during her segment that some of the states they had court challenges, and they were allowed to wear candidate garb if they were voting.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the states that allow it tend to lean red.
Probably.
And the states that do not allow it tend to lean blue.
Probably. You're probably absolutely right with that. By the way, there's a new report coming out of Chicago, and this really disturbed me when I saw it. according to the intel, gang members are being encouraged to shoot at police officers. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, this is specifically the Latin Kings, which is one of the bigger gangs up there in Chicago. There was a shooting of a 13-year-old that was not handled well by the Chicago Police Department, but the 13-year-old was armed and fleeing police and pointed the gun and was commensurately shot by the police and killed. And it was a young Latin King gangbanger, and they decided that there's got to be an eye for an eye, and that some of the captains up at that gang will let that word out. I don't think it's an official edict from the gang, but you know, I don't think Latin Kings are gonna issue a press conference or a press statement on that. It's just gonna happen.
No.
So, the best way to handle that is to, how about we get rid of the gangs in the streets of Chicago?
Thank you.
Period. All of them.
Thank you. And it's too bad that they did away with that big gang task force they had up there. At least to my knowledge, that's what they did in the last cut. All right, we'll talk to you on Friday, my friend. All right, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay well, my friend.
Thank you, Frank Silvato. From the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there and check it out. See all the great things that he does. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Delta Airlines canceled about 100 flights on Sunday due to staff shortages and placed some customers in middle seats for the first time in a year. The airline said it had more than 1 million passengers in the past few days, the most it's seen since the pandemic began. Multiple people were shot, one fatally, in a Birmingham, Alabama park Sunday night. Birmingham police said there was an altercation among a group of men in Patton Park around 7 p.m. local time. The person killed was a 32-year-old woman. She is believed to have been a bystander, was found dead in the backseat of her car. The park was filled with families at the time of the shooting. Global stock prices rose to a 1.5-month high on Monday after data showing a surge in United States unemployment, while short-dated U.S. bonds came under pressure on worries the Federal Reserve may bump up interest rates sooner than it had indicated. The Stanford Cardinals defeated the Arizona Wildcats 53-54 in the women's NCAA final Sunday night. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
All righty, and that's my flagship station, and we snuck that in there. And by the way, coming up here, I want to mention to everybody, tomorrow at this time, you'll be listening to, the Brookshire comes on tomorrow, and we'll have to see what's going on there. But and Amanda Mackey starts this week on Wednesday, so there you go. But let's just remind everybody that this particular portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at the Everglades Equipment Group. Now, Everglades Equipment Group with reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. They've got locations all over Florida. And tell them the captain sent you. They've got a lot of great sales going on right now for springtime planning and whatnot. Well, got to talk about China. Because China's flexing their weight in the Middle East, or in the southeast part of the world. South China Sea and whatnot. But here's the deal. They're also doing very well after a 3-month slowdown with the COVID that kind of caught up with them and all that sort of stuff. All of a sudden, listen to this little report.
The monthly index of manufacturing issued by China's statistics agency and its industry group rose to 51.9 from February's 50.6 on a 100-point scale. Chinese manufacturing has rebounded to above pre-pandemic levels in most industries. However, consumer and export demand have been slower to recover.
Now, we need to be very careful here in the United States and keep our eyes on the prize when it comes to China. Because our industry can no longer play second fiddle to anybody. And we've had a lot of companies, and by the way, it's going to happen again, I might add. We've had a lot of companies move overseas. And by overseas, maybe they're not going to China, they're going to Vietnam, they're going to Laos, they're going to Cambodia, they're going to Indonesia. Not that many are going to Central or South America like they did in the past. A lot of our blue jeans and our clothing manufacturing plants went south. But many of them haven't done that. And one of the things that Donald Trump was doing was bringing them back to the United States. Now, how are we going to keep these people here? How are we going to get them back? What are we going to do? Well, I don't think the Biden presidency is going to help us, number one, because they seem to be intent on just raising taxes and then making asinine comments like, well, it's okay. The companies don't have to raise their prices just because we raise their taxes. What a comment. What a comment. They have no clue. They really have no clue about what transpires in the United States. And then our president, former president Donald Trump, comes out and starts talking about boycotting the businesses that are opposing the Georgia election law, and election laws in other states. There's more states that are trying to do this. Boycott the companies. And they'll get the message. Well, maybe they will and maybe they won't. We'll see. But something has to be done. If nothing else, write them a letter. Send them a telegram. Get a hold of their public relations department. Send them an email. Tell them what you think. Public opinion can change things. Don't you think the Democrats aren't doing it? They certainly are. They certainly are. And then they show up and make a personal appearance, too, with a group of several hundred people out front and whoever goes inside to talk to them to squeeze them for money, like Jesse Jackson and the Reverend L. Sharpton have done for years. We all know they do it. By the way, another story over the weekend. Two rockets were fired at the U.S. contractor housing in Iraq at an Iraqi military base once again. The rocket struck the ground just outside the base. It was a near miss, but maybe they wanted it to be that way. A lot of things going on right now around the country of Iraq and Afghanistan trying to force us out sooner rather than later. And we're keeping our eyes on what's going on in Manatee County. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has had the people there checking on that and doing what needed to be done right off the bat. This is not the first time this has happened in Manatee County for the country that's listening to us right now. We've had these sort of things happen here before. And if they get on them quick enough, which it looks like they have, they can get this taken care of. Now, we'll know more tomorrow. We'll know more tomorrow as to whether or not they're going to relax the evacuation a little bit or whether or not they're going to perhaps evacuate more people. We'll see. But we'll know more tomorrow. By the way, Greg Kelly's father, Greg Kelly, of course, is a host on Newsmax. He was on Fox years ago. He also was one of the war correspondents who covered the military over in Iraq. And then he went over to Fox New York, was the anchor on that desk for a while. Now he's over at Newsmax. But his dad, Ray Kelly, the ex-NYPD commissioner, said that Mayor Bill de Blasio has destroyed New York, and there's no end in sight. And one of the ways to keep it going downhill is the legalization of pot, because now, in his words, not mine, they'll be on every street corner. And that's true. For those of you that have been to New York, that's true. By the way, there's something going on in Jordan. Jordan is King Hussein. Has accused one of, or he hasn't, but people in Jordan have accused one of his siblings of promoting sedition with foreign backing. Jordan said it uncovered a plot to destabilize the kingdom that came from, of all places, one of the king's relatives. That's not very good because the king is one of our strongest and longest allies in the Middle East. By the way, the U.S. has put Johnson & Johnson in charge of that plant in Baltimore that botched the COVID vaccine. Remember the millions of doses that had to be destroyed because of what happened there? Well, Johnson & Johnson is now in charge of running that plant. And we'll see what happens. Maybe nothing, maybe something. Oh, and if you're following NASA, they did it again. Their Ingenuity helicopter was dropped on the Mars surface ahead of the flight, gathering a lot of information. Can't wait to see more about that because this is the wave of the future. Where we're going, who knows? There could be somebody living on Mars in the not-too-distant future. By the way, the Capitol attack, according to sources with the AP, which usually doesn't mean it's true, the suspect in the Capitol attack suffered delusions. And according to the ex-Department of Homeland Security's head, Chad Wolf, he said security procedures at the Capitol actually worked. And they did. They did. He tried to crash his car into the barrier and get past there and further down the street, and it did not happen. Couldn't move the barrier. So, kudos to the DHS for getting that part of it right. And as far as money today, we know that in the electric car business, Tesla's first quarter sales of $185,000 was more than double what it was last year at this time. And it beat all the Wall Street expectations. So we'll see. And by the way, this is without computer chips, too. So we'll see what happens, because it was suggested that maybe, since they need more electronic charging stations, that maybe, just maybe, this might give Tesla the incentive to put in more of those stations. We'll see when we get back. More on the Captain's America Third Watch coming up with our Sports Zone guy, Patrick Hyland.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards. You'll hear Ron Edwards tomorrow on the program. Don't forget, and we are going to start out right now with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, because we got sports to talk about, and Patrick is going to be welcomed with... And that's not because of you. That's because of the Stanford women. My goodness.
They played wonderful, man. What a game. 54-53. Stanford beats Arizona, giving the Cardinals and their coach their first national championship in 29 years.
Yeah, now you like to see that. Like to see that when that stuff happens. Now, the other thing is it tonight the men are in action?
The men are in action tonight.
Gonzaga.
We'll have the Baylor Bears playing the Gonzaga Zags.
You know, no, I think they call themselves the Bulldogs.
I know. The Zags. Just their little nickname. So, yep. They're playing well. They played a great game. UCLA gave them everything they had Saturday night, but they hung in there and won. And the Baylor really destroyed Houston. They just came out and played hard. So it's going to be interesting. It's hard to go undefeated for the whole year. So we'll see if Gonzaga can pull it off. It hasn't been done in over 40 years. It can go, you know, undefeated and win it all. So we shall see tonight. We'll know about 11 o'clock tonight.
Well, if anybody can, hopefully they can because they've been there before. This isn't their first rodeo, correct?
Well, they've never won the national championship before, so it would be nice to see them pull it off.
And but Baylor's, you know, a great team also. They've been 1-2 all year, Captain. These are the two best teams in college football. So, college football, college basketball. So.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, and what happened in golf yesterday?
Oh, man, Jordan Spieth finally won. He hasn't won in like 4 years.
Yeah, Texas, right?
Yeah, man, that's where he's from, and he just played great. The kid just played wonderful. You know, he's won the Masters, and they'll play the Masters this week. So all the golfers out there will enjoy that. I love watching the Masters. Speaking about golf, Captain, if I may, just a quick little plug. I'll be playing at ALS, or Lou Gehrig's Disease Golf Tournament in Cheval today, and that's for a good cause. We get about 140 guys out there, and it's all about to get veterans out there also that support. Play for the people that can't, brother. So, anyway, go ahead, Cap. Thanks for letting me do that.
Well, I want to talk a little football, but not necessarily the kind of football people want to hear. Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Is accused of sexual assault and harassment in lawsuits filed by 21 women. 21 women. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, that's just hard to believe. You know, the NFL wasn't saying anything, and it's probably a smart move by the NFL. Okay, let the justice system do their job, and you manage football. I don't know what's going to come of this. This is a lot of people now.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's, wow. It's hard to believe that there's that many. But here we go again, Captain. If we're going to do movement, it's got to be for everybody. You know, can't just be for one.
And then former President Trump is now calling for an MLB boycott. And he's warning the woke corporations after the All-Star Game pullout. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff going on there about that. The state of Georgia and the GOP legislators have told Koch they don't want him there anymore. Move out.
Well, people are tired of the political game of business, okay? Let's have politics and let's have business, okay? Quit, you know, we have athletes getting up on a pedestal now talking politics. We have corporations talking politics. You know, I learned a long time ago, stay in your lane. And I don't understand why that's happening. I don't know why Major League Baseball, you know, kowtowed to that, except for they were worried if they didn't move the game, Captain, that a lot of players wouldn't have shown up. Well, you know what? If you don't want to show up, they'll show up. We'll find somebody else to show up. So,
well, yeah.
Now,
go ahead.
No, I don't get that. I'm sorry. And it's about the Reform Act, correct, Captain?
Yeah.
You know, and is there anything in that legislature that's, you know, that crazy, or is it just trying to make the elections with less scrutiny and making it more to where you don't question it?
I mean, they're trying to bring back the integrity of the election that they lost the last time around because of all the different constitutionality features in the law that were not followed. They made up the rules as they went, and everybody knows it. We all know it, that Georgia was literally stolen right out of the hands of the rightful winner. And all I can tell you is that we can't do this anymore, and there's a lot of election reform coming in the states where they had the problems before. And if we're going to have this same problem with the professional players, then maybe they might want to think about playing in another country.
Yeah, because there's more. We went without sports during this COVID-19 last year. People better realize that, okay? We missed it, Captain. You and I, a lot of people did, but, you know, it's not the be-all, wear-all, to say the least. And they all need to wake up towards that. And
and there will be people in Georgia that are going to lose their jobs over this, too. They don't think about that. They don't think about that.
No, and how much money did it cost the city of Atlanta? You know, when you think of everything, all the sponsorship money, $1 billion, you know, $100 million just in on the game, and then another $900 million on easily a lot of other things.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I don't know. Not all looking at doing the right thing, but that's, you know.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about something that you've got called the stem cell patch. Because of the fact that it's something that people have been trying for some time. I had one on for 3 weeks, and I had a problem with my back, and I put it right where the problem was, and I can honestly say the problem went away.
It does. It helps
upset a lot of people. Captain, former athletes are now going with it instead of going crazy with a stem cell, rejuvenation. You put this patch on and just get your natural body back in shape. It's amazing. They've been working on this for 20 years, and it's helped out so many people, so many athletes. If you're going through pain, a lot of people that listen to your show are truck drivers, and I know they go through a lot of pain. A lot of former athletes listen to your show. A lot of weekend warriors listen to the show. And this is something that can help you out tremendously. So please check it out. Stem cell activation patch. I want you to definitely give Amy a call. She's one of the nicest people you'll meet. And she'll explain it better than I can even think of it. It's a real simple number. It's 727-776-4552. That's 727-776-4552.
Okay.
It's a simple band-aid. You put it on your body and it rejuvenates you and you
right.
Feel a lot better. Thanks, Cap. God bless. And have
right.
A wonderful week.
Thank you. We'll talk to you on Friday if I don't see you Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. That's Patrick Island, everybody.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Oh, yeah. Now, coming up tomorrow on the program, in hour number four, we have Ron Edwards. And, of course, Ron will probably stick around for an extra segment tomorrow because I got a feeling we're going to have so much stuff to talk about. That'll be one of the things we'll be doing. But you can also plan on Wednesday hearing Amanda Mackey at 5 o'clock. She'll be on the program at that time, and she'll be bringing in her political experience at all, along with the legal questions that we always have when it comes to politics, because that's what she does. And looking forward to that segment and more of it. By the way, don't forget to check out our friends at Everglades Equipment. Everglades Equipment, numerous locations within the sound of my voice here in the state of Florida. Reliable equipment and fair prices and extraordinary service, too, at Everglades Equipment Group. All you got to do is tell them the Captain sent you and watch and see what happens. Watch and see what happens. And we've got a really good rapport with our sponsors to where when you go in and you acknowledge us to them, that you'll find out how good you'll be treated. So that's the thing that we like. And that's the thing that you like. All right. Time for us to hop on down the road. Got a lot of things to do today, a lot of things to do tomorrow. It's going to be a busy week, and next week's even busier. We'll tell you all about that as the week progresses. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of trouble. Stay warm. Stay low. And remember, it's all about we. We the people here on this program. God bless America, everybody.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.